And you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And it's time right now for the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show. And who do we have on the line right now? Who are you?
My name is Fat Mike.
Who are you, Fat Mike?
I'm a nice Jewish man from San Francisco.
Playing tonight in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Yeah, we're playing at a Richards on Richards Club, but don't come.
Fat Mike, the band that is playing is called Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. That is the band that you participate in, right?
Occasionally.
And that is who is playing tonight with another member of the Fat Records family, Chicks Dig It.
Right.
Fat Mike, what did you think about that song I just played there? It was by a band called the Misfats. All fat guys doing Misfits covers with their song, Mommy, Can I Go Out and Grill Tonight?
I hadn't heard it.
Have you heard of the Misfits at all?
The Misfits or the Misfats?
Have you heard of the Misfits and have you heard of the Misfats?
Yeah, in fact, when as a teenager, Nardwuar, I heard your name was Marcus, is that true?
Could be.
Okay, anyway, Marcus, I had a devil lock when I was 15 years old, so... Yeah, I've been a Misfits fan for quite a while.
Well, these guys are called the Misfats, and they're out of Portland, Oregon. And the reason I bring them up is your band, Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, what do you do with cover songs? Not to confuse them with the Misfats. I guess the Misfats take Misfit songs and put their own fat twist on it. What do Me First and the Gimme Gimmes do?
We make mediocre songs into great songs.
Do you put new lyrics into them, or do you keep the original lyrics? Like, what's the difference between the Misfats and Me First and the Gimme Gimmes?
Nardwuar, you're being particularly weird this afternoon.
Thank you.
Yeah. Are you not on your medication today?
Well, I'm building up to something, because there is a combination. There is a difference between... actually, go ahead. What is the difference? I don't want to explain it. Stop making me...
So you're saying there was a slip-up in the medication taking today?
No.
Maybe you took two Wednesday night pills when you... I don't know. I forgot the question, guy. Marcus.
Well, the question is, Fat Mike, and we're speaking here to Fat Mike from Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. And actually, if anybody has any questions for Fat Mike, it's 604-822-2487, 604-UBCCITR. I bring this up because there was a description of the Misfats that I found. And it said, the Misfats are different. Unlike No Effects, average proportioned Fat Mike, these guys not only look the portly part, but also tweak Misfit lyrics to celebrate the lard-ass lifestyle. 20 Pies and Mommy, Can I Go Out and Grill Tonight rank among the finest food-based parodies since Weird Al's Gloriously Gluttonous Eat It and Fat. So that is the Misfats. And I
it makes sense to do that, but it's kind of like a... a comedy album, something that you might find slightly funny once, but I don't know how many times you want to listen to it. Just, you know, the whole difference in that song is two consonants. So I don't know if that's much of a difference in a cover song. I don't know how interesting that makes it. But
so how does that compare with what will be happening tonight with Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, Fat Mike?
Well, we'll be loaded and probably making... a large amount of errors, and our clothes match.
Fat Mike, you are from San Francisco, California. The Misfats are from Portland, Oregon, but also some from San Francisco. There's a band called Plan 9. Have you seen them? They're like a Misfits tribute band?
No. By the way, Marcus, we are not a tribute band. We are a cover band.
I'm sorry.
You know, there's a big difference. It's you know, we have a rivalry going, almost such as the one between mimes and clowns.
I wasn't actually going to go in that direction, Fat Mike. I was just going to say, I heard that these guys are so authentic in Plan 9, this Misfits tribute band from San Francisco, you know, working down the coast. You know, we start with Portland, the Misfats, and then we go down all the way to San Francisco to Plan 9, that the lead singer was surgically altered to look like Danzig.
So he had his legs cut off at the knees?
Ba-boom! Fat Mike live on the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show.
You know,
not the
that was bad, I'm sorry.
Not the Marcus, the Human Serviette Radio Show. So how do Me First and the Gimme Gimmes compare to Plan 9? Like, Plan 9 will get surgically altered to fit the songs. What extra distance do Me First and the Gimme Gimmes add, Fat Mike, to the songs?
We don't do a lot. We don't we try less hard than any band in rock and roll that I can think of. You know, we don't write anything. We don't come up with a lot of original ideas.
Well, your shirts are amazing. You talked about your shirts.
Yeah, but
I love the shirts.
Well, thanks, but all that is you know, $20 a pop, so we're really not putting that much effort into it.
Don't try to fool me on that. I know about wardrobe and assembling a wardrobe. How do you get those shirts? Because they're all amazing. They're not just like $20. Like, they look really good. How hard is it to get the outfits?
Actually, well, we just got back from a Hawaiian tour. It's our second Hawaiian tour. We did 4 shows out there, and we just went to a shop and bought our clothes. So it actually was pretty easy, and they were $19.99.
How many different outfits do Me First and the Gimme Gimmes have, Fat Mike?
One.
Just one? I thought you have a whole bunch. Like, every time I see a photo of you guys, you're wearing a different outfit. It's
okay,
really impressive.
Okay, we have 5 or 6.
Yeah, could you explain them, perhaps, to the listeners out there in Radioland, Fat
Mike?
You know,
I think the listeners in Radioland don't care about our outfits.
I do. I care. I'm the listener. I'm the listening, and I'm listening right now. I'm the listener. I'm listening here to Fat Mike from NOFX and Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, who are playing tonight. Me First are playing at Richards on Richards with Chicks Diggin'.
Yeah, there's enough people here tonight, though, so we don't need any more people.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go
Marcus.
Ahead to Fat Mike. No, it's Nardwuar to Human Serviette, please. Thank you. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there, and I was just thinking, I sure like to hear more about their wardrobe.
You are a liar.
Thank you, caller. You are the one listener out there, caller.
Yeah, and so I'll leave you guys to it.
Okay, thanks so much, caller, and doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
Me too.
Well, me first. That would work pretty good. Thank you.
Or hang on. Actually, maybe this works. Just see if this works. Ready?
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
So people do care about the wardrobe.
They do. Maybe you could elaborate a bit.
We don't wear drag very often.
Ba-boom. And you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show. And
Marcus.
We have Fat Mike from Me First and Gimme Gimmes on the line, who is playing tonight at Richards & Richards. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. It's Chris Walter.
Hello, Chris. How the hell are you?
Good, good.
Fat Mike, I'd like to introduce you to this caller named Chris Walter. Chris Walter is originally from Winnipeg, Manitoba. And I asked Chris to phone in because he is an expert on all things Stretch Markian.
Oh, boy.
And I wondered if you could retell the story of seeing the stretch marks and how you love Canadian punk.
I was in Hollywood.
It was in Hollywood, yeah. I saw the stretch marks 4 days in a row.
4 days in a row?
It was their first tour out there, and we were singing along songs, and they couldn't believe that because they didn't have any of them recorded yet. But
well,
since we'd
their songs are easy to sing along to. It's just like, oof, oof, it's a dog's world. I mean, like...
That's true, but they were still impressed that these three kids showed up at all 4 shows they played.
Yeah, I guess.
And then the next year they came back and played a couple other shows, and I was looking around for him, and I finally found one of the guys. I go, hey, it's me, Mike. Remember from last year? And he said, no. And that was that.
Were you crushed?
Yeah, I was crushed, but, you know, I was 16, so I deserved it.
Have you talked?
And I get that all the time now. I get kids, remember last year? Remember we talked for a minute? And so I don't remember them either. But
yeah, Mark Stretch has a new band called the Fabulous Kildonans, and one of the songs is called Your Band Is Great, and it's kind of like that. This little kid goes up to this, you know, this punk star, and he says, you know, and he starts telling the guy, the punk star, about how great his band is, and the punk star just brushes him off, you know, and
yeah,
says you're stepping on my dick, I believe were his words.
Oh, nice.
It's a good song.
And Chris, actually, believe it or not, Fat Mike, actually is pictured on a Stretch Mark 7-incher. Is that true, Chris?
That's right.
Is that the Dog's World?
Yeah, on the back. The dance floor was kind of empty because I think there was a lot of beer spills on it and people had fallen down at the moment. But I seem to have regained my feet and I was in front of the stage there.
Chris, is it true also that a stretch marker lives in Vancouver now, so a stretch marker could actually go to me first and thank Fat Mike for seeing them four nights in a row way back in the 80s?
Well, Dick lives in Burnaby now, and I don't see him out too often. Once in a while, I do. I have a question for Fat Mike, though.
Sure.
How did you end up with a sound man named Limo from Winnipeg?
Well, I don't know how. We have a manager from Winnipeg. We have a sound man from Winnipeg. We have someone we don't like at all from Winnipeg who hangs out with us. Basically, we hired the entire Gorilla Band except for Biff.
Except for Biff. She got left out, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Biff.
But I don't know. Winnipeg has always been one of our favorite Canadian cities. But, you know, every decently sized Canadian city is a good time, really.
How about visiting Vancouver for the first time?
Oh, I've been here a lot of times, Marcus.
Nardwuar human serviette. Thank you very much, Fat Mike. Well, if you want, you can call me Marcus. I don't know. I don't feel as comfortable calling myself Marcus because I think of Marcus Rogers. And Marcus Rogers is a local filmmaker that works with DOA. DOA are related to death sentence. Well, kind of indirectly. I think there might have been some tie-overs. And I wanted to ask you, Fat Mike, about your first time in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, because didn't you run into notorious local punk band Death Sentence?
Yes. What happened is we couldn't get over the border with our equipment, and we had a show with Death Sentence at, I forget what club it was. And so we had to leave our equipment in Seattle. So we drove back to Seattle, dropped our equipment off, came back up, made it through the border, made it to the show in the afternoon, and said, can we use some of your guys' gear to play? And they said, no. So we didn't get to play. That was 1985.
Welcome to Canada.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to put that on Sid Savage next time I see him. Hey, you wouldn't let use your gear in the 80s.
So we ended up not playing the show, and we went to a billiard hall, and the pool tables were much too large.
Chris also is involved with rock and roll too, Fat Mike. And Chris, maybe you want to mention to Fat Mike about your book and what's going to be going on tomorrow night.
Yes, I'm having a book launch at the Asphalt Hotel, the Astoria, with the Neo-Nasties, Van Cortlandt Rangers, Mr. Plow, and Alcoholic White Trash for my new book, Destroy Canada.
Chris's other book that he wrote, Chris, chronicles a lot of the Winnipeg punk scene. Maybe Fat Mike would be interested in picking that one up, right, Chris?
It's called I Was a Punk Before You Were a Punk. It's, you know, it's a joke we used to say to each other, like when we were kids, and none of us had been punks for very long. You know, we'd say, I was a punk before you were a punk.
Right, but you're talking months, though.
Yeah, right. You know, back in the early 80s, like in, you know, 1980.
I got that a lot in high school when, people would call me a poser.
And you'd say I was a punk before you were a punk.
No, but they were punks before me, but we're still talking, you know, a year.
Yeah, exactly.
It was still 1980.
Yeah, so back then, you know,
my friends saw the germs and I didn't, so I was a poser.
Oh, man, I wish I saw the germs.
But Fat Mike should really pick up this book, right, Chris Walters? Because you actually mentioned the stretch marks, and there's pictures of you slamming to the stretch marks in the book, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think we should get this issue over with right now. Who was the best Canadian punk band?
This Personality is Crisis.
That's exactly right. It's Personality Crisis.
Now, why was that, and what is your experience with Personality Crisis, Fat Mike?
Well, they were awesome, and I went to go see them in Hollywood. But they weren't going on for an hour, so I went to the alley and drank a 40 and got arrested and missed the show.
Shitty. They were great.
I know. Bombed.
Yeah.
And they were from Winnipeg, right, Chris?
Well, half of them were from Calgary, but then they moved. Those two moved to Winnipeg, and that was their...
Marcus, I thought you knew your shit, dude.
Also, the Neos as well. They're one of your favorites. Did you catch the Neos at all, Fat Mike?
No, I don't think they ever came down to California.
So who did
I don't know if they ever actually played a live show.
So we have Death Sentence. Yes, they did, of course. They did come down to California. Actually, their very first tour to California was in, like, station wagons, and No Means No was the backup band.
Wow.
The Neos and No Means No. And that kind of attracted Jello to No Means No, and then, well, maybe the rest is history. So we have Death Sentence. We have Stretch Marks. We have the Neos from Victoria. Personality Crisis. What about the other Canadian classic punk bands aside from DOA?
What about some of the newer ones?
That's what I was wondering. The Real Mackenzies.
Million Dollar Marxists from Ottawa. They're great.
Are they?
Don't mention them to Fat Mike, because they're signed to Gearhead.
Yeah, they are.
This may be surprising, but I'm actually playing bass on the new Real McKenzie's album.
Oh, yeah? Cool. I heard they just got a new drummer, the one guy from Good Riddance.
That's true.
Wow, that's good.
And we're recording their record right now.
So, Chris, missed anybody else? Have we missed anybody else from all-time Canadian punk? Again, we're speaking to...
Propagandhi are one of the most important punk bands ever.
What do you think about Propagandhi, Chris Walters, having moved out of Winnipeg kind of after Propagandhi had got going, right?
They got started getting going like in the early 90s, about the time I left. They're a pretty serious band, you know, pretty serious guys, but I can't say that their stuff, you know, they seem very sincere and honest to me, and they seem to live by, you know, their beliefs and stuff. So, you know,
they make the curve.
I always thought they sounded like a NoFX, strangely enough, though, but not, you know, without the political lyrics, of course.
Right, they're a little more metal.
Are they mad at you still, Fat Mike?
Mad at me?
I thought Propagandhi was mad at you, perhaps.
No. They were going to be in the Rock Against Bush comp, and we ended up not putting their song on. We all decided it was better off if it wasn't on.
Oh.
Just because, you know, they don't believe in the entire U.S. political system in the first place. So we just thought it was kind of silly for them to be on the comp. What about Teenage Head?
Yeah, they were great, too, yeah.
I don't know about great.
Well, thanks.
They're one of the first bands I saw. They were killer.
You know, the first punk band I ever saw was the Canadian Subhumans.
Yeah, they were great, too.
They opened up for X in the Whiskey. That was my first punk show.
That is awesome. So punk was exposed to you via Canada then.
Yeah.
So the Subhumans were the first punks you ever saw.
Unless you count Killing Joke.
No.
Well, there is a connection because Killing Joke did have some live EP that was recorded in Toronto, so that's kind of Canadian. And Killing Joke have been live on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show. But I'm kind of mad at you, Fat Mike. You released the UK Subhumans a bit later on.
Well, they're a much better band, Marcus.
Hey,
go get them, Chris. Go get them, Chris. Go get them.
You know, come on. Fair is fair. The English Subhumans are a much better band.
The Canadian Subhumans are better than the UK Subhumans.
That's an impossibility.
Chris, go get them! Chris, defend Marcus here! Chris, defend Marcus!
I like both bands, actually. You know, I really do. I like both Subhumans.
Well, thanks so much, Chris. Keep on rocking in the free world, and doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
See ya, Chris.
Chris, doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
Oh, shit.
Fat Mike, you're calling me Marcus, but a lot of people have been calling you Mike Burkett lately.
Oh, yeah?
What is up with that? In Punk Planet, they called you Mike Burkett.
I guess they think it's outing me or something, like I care if people know my name.
Like, in the intro, it was Fat Mike Burkett. You think they could have had it on the header, but it was just Mike Burkett. It made me really angry.
Yeah, it didn't make me angry at all.
Well, I know what it feels to be called the real name, like Marcus.
Yeah.
I can't handle it. So, Fat Mike Burkett. Well, Mike, the last time I talked to you, I mentioned it. There was an Ohio State Senator called Mike Burkett. There really was. Have you found anything more about this?
No, I don't care.
Isn't that amazing, though? Mike Burkett, your exact name, is the name of an Idaho state senator from 1988 to 1992 and 2002 to 2004. All these years.
Not really that amazing.
Fat Mike, what opportunities have arose since Punk Voter? For instance, were you not approached by Russell Simmons to do some sort of We Are the World thing?
Yeah.
That's incredible. Like, Russell Simmons, he's like the Def Jam dude, right?
Yeah, but I declined.
But wouldn't that be incredible? I know that's kind of like an additional perk, and it might be kind of embarrassing, but still, Russell Simmons.
You know, I don't even know what he does. What was cooler is that the other day I was in New York, and Jesse Jackson was sitting at a table next to me, and I said hi to him, and he knew who I was, so that was pretty cool.
Oh, that's amazing! You got to get him to do some spoken word or something like that.
Not really. He's kind of dull.
Were you ever how would he have found out about you, just per chance? Were you thinking, how would he know about Fat Mike? Would have been on
the
shows
he did?
Well,
there was a lot of press about Punk Voter, as well as Russell Simmons' organization, and, you know, all the organizations, the grassroots organizations that were trying to help the Democrat Party, you know, there was a lot of press. And Jesse Jackson's in there, him and his Rainbow Coalition, which is kind of a funny name for a black organization. But I don't know. He knew who I was. I was very flattered.
Thought, Mike, of Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, could you play for the troops if you wanted to? Would they allow you to play for the troops because perhaps you're not for the president?
They allowed Al Franken, and all he did was make fun of the president when he was out there.
Have you thought about trying to play for the troops at all?
Oh, there's no fucking way I'm going out there.
But how about for the soldiers? Because I'm sure they would enjoy something. Isn't that where it starts, grassroots?
You know, I wouldn't mind playing music for some of the soldiers that are against the war that don't want to be there and are bummed out. But there's a lot of soldiers that do want to be there, and they like shooting people. And I don't want to play for them.
I asked you before, Fat Mike, about your band outfits. Like where you got them made. What do you base them on?
I told you, we got them in Hawaii.
I know, but I still think you get them from other places because looking at the nice suits and stuff, I'm curious, do you have a tailor putting it all together?
We bought our blue tuxes in Koreatown in L.A.
Because what I wanted to know was, now you can just go on eBay and get a whole bunch of great stuff. I want to think that you really worked hard to get this stuff. Like, where'd you get the guitars made?
Look, we don't work hard at anything, and that's why we're successful.
Wow, I guess Marcus should follow that advice. Fat Mike, anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
Anything I want to add to them?
Yeah, anything you wanted to add to the people out there at all? Why should people care about Me First and the Gimme Gimmes?
Well, you know, Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, no one thinks we're great, but it's hard not to kind of like us. Well, now, you don't have to strive for greatness, Marcus. You just have to try to have a good time.
Just out of curiosity, what made you think that I was a Marcus? Just Marcus.
That's what I heard your name was.
Like, couldn't you have thought that I was like a Ted or something? You know, something a bit tougher?
Well, I didn't want to make something up. You know, this guy Tom here told me your real name was Marcus, so that's what I'm going with.
Well, thanks so much, Fat Mike. Actually, caller, are you there?
Sure.
Who are you, caller?
My name is Mike, Fat Mike.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here too.
No, I can't tell which one's the caller here. Wait a second. I can't tell if you're the caller or if there's a call. Caller, are you there?
My name's Bert.
Wait a second. Okay. Oh, Bert. Oh, you have a question for Fat Mike, caller?
I was wondering, how old are you?
Caller, do you have a question for Fat Mike at all? Fat Mike, are you doing this voice as well?
Yes, I'm doing that voice as well. I'm doing Bert also.
No, you're not.
Yes, I'm doing Bert.
No, you're not. I can't tell what's going on. Bert, are you a caller?
Yes.
Is that you, Mike?
Yes, this is me, Mike.
Where's Bert?
Bert's right over here.
I'm getting confused. Okay, wait a second. Caller, are you there?
That's the worst impression.
Yeah, I'm here.
Caller, are you there?
Yeah, right here.
Okay, what's
so
up,
So you're
Bert?
Not Bert. Oh!
No, this is Skinny Mike.
Oh, okay, Skinny Mike, go ahead. Fat Mike, you were teasing me there.
You know, that was a really bad impression, sorry.
I totally fell for it. And thanks so much, Fat Mike, and doot doot a loot doo.
God's dead.
That might work, but just for, you know, continuity purposes, can we at least go doot doot a loot doo?
Yeah, boop.
That didn't quite work, actually.
It didn't.
It didn't quite work. Doot doot a loot doo.
Joo joo.
That is, I don't know, I don't like, doot doot a loot doo.
What are we doing now?
We're just trying to end the interview, I think.
And, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doot doot a loot doo.
Doot doot.